The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Congress hasn't passed a long-term transportation bill since 2009. That's left localities and states reeling from uncertainty as lawmakers have cobbled together dozens of short-term patches. Ask any Virginia lawmaker and they'll tell you they've been getting pressured by local businesses to pass a long-term transportation bill. Here's Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith.
Certainly my trucking industry feels very strongly that we need to get something. My highway builders feel strongly. The chamber feels strongly.
The House passed bill allocates more than $300 billion for road and highway projects across the nation. Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel says it's vital.
The nature of transportation is capital intensive. It just by its the massive amounts of funds that are required to do anything of any substance in transportation, whether it's a road or a bridge or a tunnel, it lends itself to long-term planning and long-term funding.
The measure is a little gimmicky, though. It lays the groundwork for 6 years of transportation projects, but only includes 3 years' worth of funding. Still, Ridgel says it's better than nothing.
It is true that the funding for this bill is not as steady and as complete as I'd like to see it, but I'm always reminded when we're in on that chamber floor, so often, you know, we're faced with imperfect alternatives.
The bill put other lawmakers in a bind. Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Bratt was one of 64 lawmakers to oppose the bill, though he says he supports transportation funding.
I wanted to. It's important for my area.
Bratt says he opposed it in part because it included an extension of the Export-Import Bank, a federal bank that finances American exports. But Bratt doesn't blame newly minted Speaker of the House Paul Ryan for the bill.
It's kind of right at the, you know, key transition point. It came out of the old process. Now we're moving forward with a little more optimism. And so it's a transition point.
Bratt says he hopes new Republican leaders learn from the process and start to plan ahead.
It's not optimal. And so that's what leadership is planning. It's just the planning ahead of time could have prevented all of this chaos at the end of the year.
Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine is hailing the deal. He blames Congress for much of the angst being felt throughout the nation over the past few years.
Congress has been the largest generator of uncertainty in the American economy for about the last 10 years.
Virginia Democratic Congressman Don Beyer says the transportation deal is a good sign for this hyper-partisan Washington.
Once again, Democrats, Republicans, House and Senate, to get a long-term highway bill. They were marking it up last week. First time in 5 years we've done that. And we've been kicking the can down the road. We haven't raised new revenues for the Highway Trust Fund since the early 1990s. So this is a really good thing.
The House and the Senate still have to go to a formal conference on the measure, but it's expected to be a fairly easy process at this point. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.